In the genre of science fiction, there seems to be one story that is a permanent candidate for an update. Since the original Planet of the Apes in 1968, over a dozen sequels, remakes, and video games have been produced. The latest installment is a sequel to the 2011 blockbuster Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Now we have Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and the human race is once again at odds with a growing population of hyper-intelligent primates. The year is 2026. It has been 10 years since a global apocalypse reduced human beings to a mere 500, living in war-ravaged San Francisco. The unofficial leaders of the humans, Malcolm and Dreyfus, plan to regain access to a hydroelectric dam that would bring power back to the city. But first, they must make an agreement with Caesar, leader of the apes. Unfortunately, Malcolm and Dreyfus have different techniques for communicating with the ape population. The result is another outbreak of war between man and monkey. We get plenty of battle scenes between the two species, and of course there are the sympathetic humans and apes who just want to make peace with each other. There really isn't anything original here from any other Planet Ape production. However, I have to admit the film is well made. The CGI and makeup that makes notable actors like Andy Serkis and Judy Greer look like hyper-intelligent apes is very impressive, and the actors create more emotion and depth than some of the human characters have. Or maybe it was just the actors. Some may buy into the emotional human versus animal parts of this story, but I found it manufactured and draggy. But let's not forget, this is a Planet of the Apes movie, so no doubt a lot of people will go to see it, and no doubt it won't be the last. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.